Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Our guest today is Reginald Lewis. Reginald is one of the CEOs of Urban Spice Magazine. The other CEO of the dynamic duo is Terrell Wicker. You're going to go to a commercial, and then we're going to come back and talk to Reginald Lewis.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artist, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
We're back with Show Talk for Angela Butler. We have on the phone with us this tonight Reginald Lewis. As I was saying, he's the CEO of Urban Spice Magazine. He's part of the dynamic duo, which consists of Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker. How are you tonight, Reginald? Hello?
Hello?
Are you tonight, Reginald?
Are you hear me?
Oh yes, I'm sorry. Is this Reginald?
No, actually, this is Terrell.
Hi, Terrell. How are you doing?
I'm great, and you?
I'm okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I thought you were Reginald calling in.
No, it's me.
Oh, it's you. Is he gonna call in a couple of minutes?
He should be calling in.
Okay. Well, Terrell Wicker, welcome to the show. Your magazine is out for December. Where can my listeners go to buy a copy?
Well, actually, we got copies on the website, and actually through me and Reggie, we're looking in the process now, looking for a major distributor. So, you know, if anybody have any information on that, they can hit me or Reggie at the website, UrbanSpiceMag.com, and get that to us. Thank you.
Okay. All right. As I'm one of the writers of the magazine, and I definitely enjoy the magazine. I may seem a little biased because I'm a writer for it, but I really do enjoy the magazine, and I'm looking forward to writing more articles for you.
Well, definitely. Our next issue will be out early February, which will be our winter issue. And we have some great articles and some great pictures. We was just looking over the pictures. So I'll be laying out the magazine starting first of the year. And we're looking for some great pictures, some, you know, great articles, some information. And, any way we can help the community, that's what we're all about.
Oh, okay. That's great. I believe Reginald is on the line now. Hold on, please. Reginald, is this you? Is this Reginald Lewis? Hey, yes, welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Hey, how you doing, Angela?
I'm doing all right. Terrell is on the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
All right. Terrell, how long has Urban Spice magazine been in publication?
Well, in publication, this is our first issue as far as publication, but we have been, we actually started the magazine in 2009, and so we've been out about 4 or 5 years on the internet. We've had the flip version out on the internet, and we just decided to go into actual publication this year.
Okay. There's some noise in the background. Could you gentlemen, I don't know who it is, but could you quiet it down back there? Because I'm having a little trouble hearing what you're saying. Why did you start the Urban Spice magazine, Reginald?
It was basically me and Terrell came together, and, you know, we being businessmen in Atlanta for a long time, we always wanted to do something to give back to the community. So, you know, we came up with a magazine, and, you know, it became a lot bigger vision than we could ever imagine. So it's working out well. You know, the vision is a big vision, and it's definitely helping the community, you know, creating a platform for people to be seen, be heard, where they otherwise probably wouldn't have been heard.
That is true. That is very true. The magazine is available both online and in print. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can get the magazine at www.urbanspikesmag.com.
As I was saying to Terrell, I'm one of the writers for Urban Spice magazine. And even though I may be considered to be a little biased, like I also already said, I really feel that Urban Spice magazine is a great magazine. What is the magazine about this month, Terrell?
Well, actually, we're going to do it'll be our winter issue as far as our winter designer. So it'll be based on, you know, winter outfits. We
current
have
magazine.
Several different.
Yeah, current magazine.
So the current magazine. Well, the current magazine is actually about, we got a couple of different stories on health. Healthy living. I think diabetes is one of the topics in there. Also, the Good Man Test. We have a story about Miss Juicy is our community outreach person. A designer is C Denim. So we have a lot of different contents and stories and issues that we cover in this magazine. And it's an exciting magazine.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's really great. Miss Juicy is a DJ host for our DJ for Ricky Smiley. Am I correct?
Yeah, she's. I think she's on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. That's syndicated. So we covered her, and it was a good article on her about the music industry. So we always look for people in the community that reach out. And it's not all about them, but it's about the community, and we spotlight them.
And she's your community outreach person? Is that what you said?
Well, she's our community spotlight person for this issue.
Spotlight. Okay. How often will the magazine be published, Reginald?
It comes out every 8 weeks. So we're bi-monthly. So that's our goal, is to put out, you know, the magazine bi-monthly, and then we'll probably do a special edition, you know, at the end of the year, maybe a swimsuit edition or something like Sports Illustrated.
Okay. Who are some of the other writers for your magazine, Terrell?
Well, we have JJ. She's with Chat Atlanta. Of course you did some of the writing in there. I think Reggie could probably call the names probably more than I could.
One. Reginald, do you know some of the names of the writers in the magazine?
Yeah, Valene Dixon. She does most of our cover stories where she goes out and interview Courtney Stevens, Tasha Smith, which is my daughter down in Florida. She writes on the beauty section. Like I said, the Julia Johnson. She does the articles to get. She did feature article in the magazine, The Good Man Test. And those were pretty much the writers for this issue. But we're always looking for new writers to add to, you know, the team. So you can also apply at www.urbanspicemag.com if you have an interesting story or you'd like to write for a magazine.
Oh, okay. I could not help but notice when I received the magazine, I could not help but notice the beautiful photographs of the models and other photos. Who are some of the photographers who took these beautiful photos?
Well, we worked with
from Miracle.
Well, our major photographer is Chuck with Miracle Moment. He does a lot of our pictures. He's actually out of Saudi Arabia. So he comes in every couple of months, and we do a major photo shoot with him. And actually, we got a photo shoot on the 30th of this month. It's for the next issue of the magazine. We work with of photographers. We have worked with Faru, and it's a lot of photographers that Rico that we've worked with, sort of like models. We kind of style ourselves when we came up with the magazine. We kind of style ourselves as a platform for all talent. So that's our goal.
The models are all beautiful. But tell my listeners about the cover model, a little something about the cover model, Reginald. I mean, she's really, really beautiful.
Sparkles Monroe. She's one of the models that started with us back in 2009. And we watched her grow over the years, and we thought, you know, she would be the best fit for our first print version of the magazine. She's been on the grind for a couple of years. She's done a lot of things in the modeling industry, and she's continuing to build her platform. So, yeah, we thought she'd be a great look, and she turned out to be a great look.
Yes. Also, Terrell, there's so my male listeners would know, there's a centerfold of a model in a bikini. Terrell, how did you choose your centerfold model in the bikini, and is this going to be a regular part of the magazine?
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. We our goal is to represent beauty in all colors, shapes, and forms. So we look for a person that's motivated and that's about their business. That will be a continuous layout in the magazine. So like Reggie said, you can go to the website and apply for that. But like I said, we look for not only, you know, physical beauty, but personality and, you know, a network or a fan base as well.
Hello? Hello?
Trail?
Yes, I'm here.
Is there a subscription available for the public, or do they have to pay for individual copies?
Yeah, well, right now it's paid for copies. We would love to give the issues away to the community for free, but like I said, of course, we're looking for sponsors to make that happen. So definitely get in touch with me or Reggie if you're sponsoring. You Google us and check out Urban Spice and what we do for the community, and you'd like to be involved. You can get in touch with me or Reggie through the website www.urbanspicemag.com and go to the About page, and our emails are on that page.
All right. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk some more to Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker, the dynamic duo and the CEOs of Urban Spice magazine.
Where you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
He did his song last night. Joe did his song last night, and it's mixed today.
Okay. You would
let's get down to business. Yeah. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
An at-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, has on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, Terrell.
Yes.
I have a question for you. What did you do before you became a magazine owner and publisher? I mean, what was your career? Will you tell my listeners a little something about yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I, of course, was in the military. I was an airborne soldier. And when I got out, I went to the Art Institute and started my own business in graphics and T-shirts, and had my own clothing line called Choice Apparel, which I had a couple of booths and shops around the city. I also had a record production company where we did music and stuff like that. So I've been in and out of the entertainment, design, that type of business. So I kind of know what I'm talking about when it comes to entertainment.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted my listeners to know a little something about you. Reginald Lewis.
Yes.
Tell my listeners a little something about yourself, the type of career you had here in Florida. I want you to talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, I have a landscape design company, which I still currently have. I also was a DJ, had an entertainment company, where we provided DJ services for nightclubs and different things like that. I did bookings for Russell Simmons, Def Jam, when that first started out. So I, you know, was instrumental in starting a lot of the comedians' careers down in the Southeast. So I've always been, you know, in entertainment as well, along with my professional, you know, career with being a landscape designer.
Okay, so you work with Mr. Russell Simmons. That is wonderful.
Yes.
And Def Jam Records. Okay. Your next magazine that's coming out, when will it be out? Around estimated time?
The beginning of February.
Late January, beginning of February. Okay. All right. Now, what I'd like to know is, how did you two end up together as CEOs of a magazine? How did you two connect, Terrell?
Well, I had a t-shirt and design company in Latonia, and I think Reggie was in the entertainment business doing his landscape stuff. And like I said, I kind of always been in the graphics, that kind of business, so decided to, you know, maybe come up with a magazine. I was doing some work for Reggie already, some graphic work, and, you know, we kind of clicked and, you know, kind of talked about maybe starting a magazine and doing some stuff. And, you know, one thing led to another, and like you said, it kind of branched off and took its own shape and form. So we just kind of placated to that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, Reginald, you also have fashion shows in Atlanta and probably other places. How do you pick your models for the magazine and the fashion shows? How do you do that?
Well, we pride ourselves in working with everybody. As you can see in our magazine, we have a wide variety of young ladies and men that we publish in the magazine. We go through a casting process. Our fashion shows are designed for us to see, you know, if how well you work with others and, you know, what type of attitude you have and if you photograph well. So, you know, we do our fashion shows kind of as a testing ground to see what models we want to work with and publish.
Oh, okay. All right. Terrell, I'm going to ask you, then I'm going to ask Reginald. What do you think about the second term of President Barack Obama? And this is not about your magazine or your careers, but what do you personally think, Terrell, and then Reginald?
Well, I think it was a good move for everybody, the changing of America. I think he's, in his second term, he'll be able to do some things that he may have been reluctant or skeptical about doing in that first term. So, you know, hopefully he'll go out with a bang and set a good precedent, you know, for not only our race, but, you know, for the entire country.
Okay. How can a model contact your company, Reginald? Well, no, I said I was going to let you answer that about President Barack Obama, Reginald, so go ahead.
My answer to that question is I think he can help bring the America back together after they get through their differences, you know, because there was a great division and has been and still is. So hopefully throughout his four terms he can work to bridge that gap and have Americans working as one again.
Yes, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. Reginald, how can a model contact your company about appearing in your magazine? How can they go about contacting you or being in one of your fashion shows or working with you and Terrell Whipper?
Well, they can go to the website, www.urbanspicemag.com. Go to the model page, and there's a, you know, I want to be a model area that they can click on, and there's a form they can fill out, and once they fill that out, we'll contact them back.
Okay. Terrell, if someone wants to advertise in your magazine, would they contact your company? Would they go to a website, or would they go by the same method that the models do to
They can do that, but I probably recommend it to do it the faster way is to go. I have an advertisement page or section on the website, and if they go there, it'll have information and telephone numbers and emails to reach me or Reggie about advertising.
Oh, okay. All right. That's wonderful. I really enjoyed the magazine. My family enjoyed the magazine. My mom was really impressed. And I was really excited about having a write-up in your magazine and everything. And it really gave me a way of writing that I hadn't done in years. So I really appreciate the opportunity. So thank you.
Oh, we appreciate you.
I guess my next question would be, where do you see Urban Spice magazine in perhaps 5 years from now?
Well, definitely global. We'll be a global magazine. A lot of the things that we touch on are global issues, global interests. So we plan to be global in the next 5 years.
That is wonderful. I'm not trying to compare too much, but your magazine puts me in mind a little bit of Jet magazine, just a little bit, and that's a compliment.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think we kind of pattern ourselves after the 2012 Jet type situation in the instance that we have something for the entire family. A magazine that focuses on the community. So we have, like I said, we have events and things that we put on from age 5 to 55. So our purpose is to work with everybody and to give everybody a chance to display their talent.
Okay, that is wonderful. And you think the magazine will be global in 5 years. Well, that would be wonderful. I noticed in the magazine you had children in your magazine. Beautiful little girls, mostly is what I saw, but I'm sure in the future you'll have male models too. But how did you pick the children? Did they have to do a runway walk or something?
Our U.S. kids, Urban Spice kids, the same process that we have for the adults, we have for kids as well. Like Terrell said, we're focusing on the family. And we know that in today's world, the kids don't have a lot of positive influences in the community, so we kind of give them an outreach or a platform to display their creativity in a positive way.
That is wonderful. You're doing a wonderful thing, and I know your magazine is going to be a success. So we were talking about President Barack Obama. First I'll start with Terrell. Terrell.
Yes.
I believe one of you said, I'm not sure which one, said that the magazine, you hope to see the magazine become global within 5 years. Are you going and everything, are you guys going to keep the same basic platform that you have now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But when we say global, with the internet and us being in, 2012, about to be in 2013, I mean, everything is already really global with the internet. And I think that urban community and us folks, we have to catch up to that. But I mean, things are already global. And we're definitely going to keep that same platform that we have now, because Atlanta is basically to us a test market to the other global urban markets all around the world.
That is wonderful. Yes, that would be wonderful. Reginald, your son, I read in the magazine, is a rapper. Am I correct?
Yes.
He's called Fresh Obama.
Yes, that's his rap name.
Oh, okay. You must be very proud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Not trying to put you on the spot. Okay. All right.
No problem.
So, okay, wasn't trying to put you on the spot there. All right. Is there anything you gentlemen, you, Terrell, and Dan, Virgil, would like to add to this conversation or to this interview?
Well, I'm sure. Well, as a closer, you know, on my end, you know, of course, I'd like to thank you for inviting us and participating and helping us out with the magazine, and we look forward to future endeavors with you on that end, and definitely for your listeners, appreciate you listening, and look out for Urban Spice Mag. It's an entity in itself, and it's a movement, and, you know, just two positive black brothers trying to create a difference in the community on a positive level.
Yes, and that is what you gentlemen are doing. The dynamic duo is what I call you, too. Okay. Reginald, I've known you for 2 or 3 years now, and you've been really, I knew you before. I've never met really either one of you in person, but I've talked to you over the years, and what I like, you know, to say to the listener way is Urban Spice is a great magazine, so go out and try to buy a copy. Reginald, I have one more question, and then I'm going to wrap everything up. I already asked about the 5 years, but what I'd like to know is how did you pick your writers, all your writers? I know you say you reached out to people who ordinarily wouldn't have an opportunity to write and things like that. That's the same thing Tyler Perry does.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get in contact with the other writers?
Basically, most of them came to us. You know, I just put out on Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, using the social media network. And solicited for writers, and, you know, they came and volunteered, and a lot of people, you know, saw what we were doing and asked and approached us about writing for the magazine, so it wasn't a challenge at all to get writers.
It wasn't a challenge at all. Okay. All right, I look forward to seeing one of your fashion shows one day, Terrell and Reginald, talking to you both.
Yeah, yeah.
I look forward to actually being in Atlanta and seeing one of your fashion shows.
Yeah, it's a real joy, and entertainment. You know, like I said, we try to get our fashion shows are geared to put on a show, and that's what we look to do.
Okay, all right. I guess that's going to conclude the interview. I thank you, gentlemen, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I look forward to having you on the show again one day when you gentlemen have the time. And, Terrell, you had faded out. I couldn't hear what you said. But the model in the magazine, so the men will know her name. You don't have to say her name or anything. I don't want to, you know, unless you want to. The model in the magazine is Bikini Model. I had a couple of people hit me up on Facebook. They wanted to know, how did you choose her?
Well, her name is Lolita.
You said it before, but you didn't.
Right.
We could hear you.
Yes, her name is Lolita, and she's a good friend of the Urban Spice family. Her family has worked with us, and like I said, we work with people that work with us and that have a good support-based system. And her mother has really, you know, worked with us and helped us out, so we, you know, thought it would be, you know, more than fair to give her that chance, and from that chance, she's gotten tons of opportunity. Right now, she's shooting a small movie, so, you know, the opportunity of being, you know, an Urban Spice and being displayed, you know, can take you a long way.
Yes, yes, it can. All right. Well, I thank you, gentlemen, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back, and hopefully, not trying to put too much business out there, but hopefully Show Talk will be on some other network sites and things like that, hopefully soon. I'm not trying to put my business out there or anything like that, but I'm just saying hopefully I'll be branching out a little bit further.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. And thank you, gentlemen, for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
have a session. All right. Enjoyed it.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. And I look forward to having you two gentlemen back.
Thank
okay,
you.
We look forward to it. Okay.
All right. Thank you both.
All right.
Listeners, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We had on the show tonight Mr. Terrell Wicker, I hope I pronounced his name right, and Reginald Lewis. They are the CEOs of Urban Spice Magazine. They were telling you about their magazine, and they've been online for some years now, and now they've went to print. And I encourage the listeners to go out and buy a copy of the magazine. And thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone have a good night.